We are deeply concerned about rising levels of conflict-induced hunger in Sudan. By that, I mean babies, older people are starving to death. There have been multiple incidents reported, not just in Darfur, but also in Khartoum, where people who weren't able to access food have passed away. We are hearing about pregnant mothers or mothers who just give birth, unable to feed their babies and unable to find any kind of formula or milk for them. And all of these circumstances are largely man-made. This is not a natural disaster. It has to do with the consistent obstruction and hindrance of the delivery of humanitarian aid and assistance by the warring parties in Sudan. And it's truly appalling that now in the year 2024, we can know that people are dying because they can't access food. We can hear about it, and yet we see UN bodies like the Security Council still unable to respond decisively with action.
Yes, I will get back to your call on the UN Security Council in a second. But when we talk about obstructing aid access, I know the army, the military government in Port Sudan, has come under a lot of criticism for that. If we talk about Darfur, that's like RSF, Rapid Support Control Area. But still, the army has been accused of denying access, including by aid agencies. The permanent representative of Sudan to the UN Security Council, Al-Haris Idris, Al-Haris Mohammed, he said last week when Antonio Guterres, the UN chief, appealed for a ceasefire and humanitarian assistance in Sudan, he said various armed groups and elements from Sudan's region have been drawn to the conflict and it has compromised its border security, and that his government is under pressure to assess the country's border crossing. Does that seem like a real issue to you?
We know the Sudanese authorities have said that it's their responsibility to manage border crossings. But we also know that Lieutenant General Burhan has said specifically that authorities would no longer allow aid to reach areas under the control of the Rapid Support Forces. And I think that shows a really problematic intention, which has to do with the lives of the people who are living under the control of the Rapid Support Forces and an indifference to those lives to make a point about defeating an armed group. So yes, the Sudanese authorities do have a responsibility to maintain border security, but they should not use the lives of Sudanese people as pawns in that bargaining. We know that Sudan announced on March 6th that they would allow limited cross-border movement into Darfur from Chad, and they specifically mentioned the Tina border crossing. But humanitarian aid workers, for example, the medical charity Doctors Without Borders, they were very clear that this is insufficient because using that single border crossing like Tina or trying to move things only cross-line from Port Sudan would leave vast areas in Darfur, Kordofan, Khartoum and Jazeera states still inaccessible. And that's the truth of the matter. What's being offered by the Sudanese authorities is far too little in the way of free and unimpeded movement. And that's what's required by the law. So they're not meeting their duties and obligations.
Your statement mentions that the expected alert from the Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, to the Security Council, as well as OCHA's findings, the Office for Coordinating Humanitarian Affairs in Sudan, these findings underscore the severity of the hunger crisis. What specific actions does Human Rights Watch recommend the Security Council take to address the crisis and ensure unhindered humanitarian access?
Well, this white note that the Security Council has gotten, it's very similar to one that we heard about last month when the council was alerted to people starving in Gaza. And we saw the kind of attention and interest that that note generated with global media, with an open meeting and a discussion of the need to shift things. So the white note, in a way, it changed the conversation. And I really hope Sudanese get the same attention. But you asked me specifically about the Security Council, and we do have a call for council members. We know there are two diplomatic delegations there, the Swiss and the Mission of Guyana, who say they're the focal points for food insecurity. They also sit on the Sanctions Committee. So we can't disconnect these issues. We know obstruction is part of the reason why people are starving, and so we think that the council should use this as an opportunity to begin the process of designating individuals who are responsible for violating the laws of war, and therefore eligible for designation solely on the basis of their role in obstructing the delivery of aid to people who need it.